Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nedarim Perek Yod Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher to find your Ziva Kohagon B'Karav Mamish. Let's just have a quick review of what we learned yesterday. We had said that when we have a Nara Murasa, which means she's a Nara, so she's in between 12 and 12 and a half, and she's Me'urasa, she's halachically engaged. When she makes an Eder, both her father and her Aros have to be made for it together. But if one of them is made for it and the other one is not, so her Neder is not Mufar, it's not canceled. And now Mishnah Beis tells us, Meso Av, let's say the father died, Loinus Rekner Rishos Labah. His rishos, his ability to be made for her nedarim, doesn't now get emptied or transferred to the husband. That's because she's not fully married yet. However, meis habaal, if her husband, which means her aros, died, nisraikin rishos la'av, that rishos goes back to the father. Now the father is the sole person that's able to be made for her nedarim. And bazei yafa kayach av mikayach habaal, in this situation, we see that the kayach of the father is stronger, is greater than the kayach of the husband. Or something else, yafa kayach habaal mikayach av, we see that the husband's kayach is stronger than the father's kayach. Shahabaal may for Bebeger, Baha'av, Enoi Mefer Bebeger. The husband is able to be made for his wife's Nedarim, even though she's a Begeris, even though she's above 12 and a half. The father, as we learned previously, is not able to be made for his daughter's Nedarim if she's older than 12 and a half. So you see that the father has a stronger Kayach than the husband in one thing, and the husband has a stronger Kayach than the father in another thing. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Nadra Vihi Arusa. Let's say she made a Neder when she was in Arusa, which means that her father and her Aros have to be made for the Neder together. And then what happened? Nisgarsha by Bayayim. That day that she made the Neder, she got divorced, Nisarsa by Bayayim. And then she got re-engaged to somebody else that very same day. And the reason why we're focusing on the fact that it happened that very same day is because, remember, as we learned previously, the father and husband are only able to be made for her nedarim on the day that they heard them. So it has to be that all this is happening the same day. And the Mishnah continues, Afilu Lameo, even if this happened to 100 people, she got divorced and she got re-engaged to somebody else, divorced and engaged, Aviu Baal Achron Mefina Dereha, her father and her last husband, meaning the current one, are able to be made for her nedarim together, even though she made that neder under a different husband. And Zaklal, this is a rule. As long as she never left and went into her own rishos for a moment, which means she never got fully married, her father and her last husband, which means the current one, need to be made for a nedarim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey with more scenarios and clarifications. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.